you run about that. Only one that I used to eat was one my grandfather grows. He grows now all that and grows a lot of that stuff.
You like cabbage? Boiled cabbage?
Yeah, it's pretty well. I eat most any kind of
cabbage. Oh, yeah. You know, many years ago, we used to get salt beef.
Oh.
But I mean, it's been many a year, they don't sell anymore. You take, as a friend of mine, he was a butcher, he's there now. He used to call it Georgia Baker. Fat and lean pork. Very, very seldom thing you ever get a good piece. What you buy now, it's expensive as the devil. And the majority of it is fat. So my wife don't want it.
Did any of them ever ran in the garden to raise corn, anything like that?
It may be a little bit of it, but not enough to talk about to raise corn or not.
But what did they call it? You know, that's outside of the ear of corn and pull off. What y'all call that?
I know, but I can't think of it. It has a name.
You call it shucks or pus?
Shuck. That is the shuck it. So I imagine that that's what that is for.
What about that stringy stuff that you had to pull out, you know?
I couldn't tell you the same night.
Did it have any name? Did you ever see a corn stalk, the chopper that you think it comes out there? What did they?
They talk about corn. Back in, yeah, in 22, as I was telling you Saturday, I led the mama with my oldest brother. With corn, I don't eat now. But what you buy in the stores, and then, to me, isn't fit. But my brother and his wife and I went out somewhere out there to buy our mama. And I bought a corn. And we sold some. And that's something you have is delicious. Mm-hmm. When you get corn like that, right fresh. Now, my wife got some from this farmer's market in March. I was in the hospital in Homestead. My nephew came up and got it when they destroyed me. He almost sent me. And we stopped in the farmer's market on the way down. We bought grapefruit, squash, tall beans, tomatoes, corn. And when you buy corn up there, you're getting suffer fatigue.
Dad got any special name for that corn that is tender enough to eat right off the cob? You ever hear around here use any kind of special name for it?
No, I can't say that. If I have, I don't remember. All I know is different kinds of cabbage.
Oh.
German, what they call it, German cabbage. And if I remember rightly, that red, kind of, it was on a reddish color. German cabbage. You ever ate it?
Never.
It's good.
Did it ever grow any kind of vellums around here?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of
vellums? We used a farm up Kilava. Right now, I can't think of them damn name. But there's several different kinds.
The watermelon gall?
Not many. We've grown them half.
Watermelon?
Yeah. A few. Other people have grown a few. But these are.
The special kind of watermelon?
Well, they're not particularly a special kind, but they're different types. Some of them will grow long, some of them will grow round. What the heck with these mountain melons? They grow about that big and then they get bigger, and they're delicious.